Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is KJ and Lyons. KJ Carson and John Lyons right now on WEEI.
You guys had a season-high 34 assists tonight and only 10 turnovers. Overall, what did you like about the offensive execution?
I mean, the only way you can get assists is if you make a basket. So, you know, I think those, you know, we were able to make some baskets. And like I said, I think we've been playing really good basketball, even when we haven't been getting the shooting percentages in that. And so tonight, you know, our assists are up because we made some. So we just got to keep playing the right way regardless of how it goes for us. And, you know, the guys did that tonight.
Oh, dear. Did he just say you don't get assists if you don't make the
KJ Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Thank you so much for hanging out. We've got Lou Marloni joining us to talk Red Sox here in about 15 minutes. So hang out, and of course, we'll get to your calls and your text as well. John, granted, you beat Memphis. I think Memphis is trying to figure out how can they get Ja Morant out of there before the National Guard gets to Memphis, right? Because I think that's kind of two and two. You're like, huh. The NBA star who's had a gun problem and an administration who wants to bring the National Guard there because there's a gun problem. How do we get the star player out of here, right? So Memphis is just a team that's just really a walking shell of itself. If you really believe that the Celtics are nearly 40 points better than the Memphis Grizzlies, I've got oceanfront property to sell you in Omaha, Nebraska. It's fool's gold, and I don't know how much more I can really take of watching the Celtics this year when I know they're not 40 points better than a team. They're 30. They're one of the worst teams in pace. They're the worst team in pace in the league. Like, so they're unwatchable. It's unbelievable. And their scoring is almost near the bottom.
Weird thing, KJ, is they're top 10 in offensive rating, defensive rating, and net rating, which would lead you to believe they would be a top 10 or 11 team record-wise in the NBA, and instead, they're the 11th seed in the Eastern Conference, and what it comes down to is, to me, their opponent offensive rebounds. I mean, they're giving up over 12 offensive rebounds a game, 26th in the NBA, and you look at how they've lost some of these games, KJ. I mean, they lost the Utah game on an offensive rebound and putback. They lost the Philly game the other night on an offensive rebound putback. I mean, that's two games right there they've lost as a direct result of that. And some of these other games, man, like the Knicks game, they got out-rebounded 53-37. The Detroit game, 55-38. The Houston game, this one really isn't a surprise, 53-36. But then Utah, 55-36, that game I already mentioned. Like, when they get out-rebounded, KJ, they're getting destroyed on the boards. And that's what's been costing them games more. Because I think, you know, the biggest thing we talked about, you and I and a lot of others in June, July, and August, especially after they started making those trades, was, all right, well, they're not going to play quite the same as they did a year ago, right? They're not going to shoot 50, 60 three-pointers a game. And I know against Utah they did, but they have been shooting a lot more two-point shots. Their problem is they haven't been making enough of those. And when they've been on defense, their initial defense has been good, and then they've been getting smoked on the glass and giving up second chance points. Like, that's what's costing them games more than anything else.
Well, I have kind of defended Joe Mazzulla is you can't take a bunch of 3-point guys and try and suddenly believe they're going to be 2-point stars. But they're the 3-point, this jumps out at me. I'm like, really? They are second in 3-point attempts. So it's like, okay, I don't need you to be that good at the attempts. And in your percentage, 24th.
Yeah, Derek White especially is killed so, it. But even that, like, I know second is like a duh, they're second, you know, and it's a lot. Remember, last year, they were far and away blowing teams away with 3-point attempts. Like, they are playing differently. You can argue, hey, maybe they got to shoot even more twos than they have. Sure,
but their,
like,
percentage is 24?
That's the killer, is like that they're missing so many of these shots, and then defensively, they're giving up second chance. Like, it's like, so, that's what's killing them.
So, John, here's the problem. What they are, they can't do, and what they're not, they can't do, right? They can't do that. Who they are is a 3-point shooting team, and they're not doing that. And then they need to get more twos, and they can't do that. So what do you do with a team that isn't doing what they know how to do and can't do what they need to do when the other thing isn't working, right? Like, usually is, hey, if the three's not going down, what do? Go to the hole, right?
Yep.
24th in a set, in 2-point attempts. 24th in
the
league.
That's the thing. Even when they shoot the twos, they're not making enough of those. And so look at some of these losses, KJ. Like, they've lost two games to Philly by a combined 3 points.
Look, the last win is unbelievable, John. There's no way you can tell me that the Celtics are 40 points damn near better than anybody except for maybe the Wizards. And guess what? The Wizards almost pulled that one out their ass.
Yeah, and losing these close games, it just comes down to not just the offensive rebounding. They haven't been good enough in clutch time either. I mean, you can go back to opening night where it's Pritchard taking the final two shots, and I know that was a few weeks ago, but it's like when they lose these games, a lot of it feels like preventable stuff, but then some of it I look at and I'm like, man, last year you had Porzingis, you had Cornett, you had Horford. I mean, Nemus Cato was the fourth guy who barely would play last year, and he'd show some flashes, and you'd be like, oh, hey, maybe they're developing something here. Now he's by far your best big man, really your only big man. I know Garza's had some good moments the last week or so, but I'm still not buying into that fully. Like, that's what's killing them. And, oh, by the way, you could make a case their best rebounder the last 2 years was not Porzingis or Horford or Cornette. It was Jason Tatum, who's obviously been out. Like, they've lost their four best rebounders from a year ago. Like, why are they 6-7? It's, to me, that is
6-7.
That is the key issue. Is like, they are getting smoked on the boards, especially in key situations. End of the game against Utah, end of the game against Philly. Like, that is the direct cause, more than anything else, of them losing these games.
So as long as Tatum and Brown are on this roster, is this team just going to always be choked by a second apron? Is because you're going to have to get somebody else besides those two. And then when you get somebody else capable, it's going to put you into another stratosphere. Am I wrong?
You need two other guys, really. Like, because I think the third guy is Derek White. I think the Celtics look at it and say, hey, our big three going forward, when healthy, Tatum, Brown, Derek White, but you're missing a guy. Like, you need a fourth guy there, because you look at when they won the championship, yeah, Tatum was the one, Brown was the two, but you know how it was.
You can argue that Porzingis was the three.
Right, some nights Porzingis would be the three. Sometimes it was Drew Holiday. Sometimes it was Derek White. You know, there'd even be the occasional game Pritchard was the third best guy, you know, what, three or four times a year. Now it's Brown is the one, and he's doing pretty well as a one, but White has to be the two. Pritchard has to be the three. It's like, that's a big jump from being, you know, hey, I was the fourth guy, some nights the three, to now I'm firmly the second guy on this team. In Pritchard's case, hey, I was sixth man of the year, but now I got to be the three, like the third most important guy. Like, that's a big jump too for a lot of these guys.
Well, this reminds me of like a couple of big time groups that I've listened to over my years, Kiss and Wu-Tang Clan. So for the Kiss fans, it feels like, hey, when all the bands together, you know, Peter, Chris, or Ace Frehley seems just as important as the lead singer, yeah, Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, right? But then when the solo albums came out when I was a kid, like, nobody was rushing to the Peter, Chris album. Nobody was running to it. And it feels like that with Derek White or with Wu-Tang Clan. Like, once you get through, like, are we really saying that Derek White is more like Capadonna as opposed to everybody else in Wu-Tang Clan? Like, Capadonna's nice, but he's not the first four or five names that you mentioned in the Wu-Tang Clan? Like, I think that's what we have to realize about Derek White, is when Derek White was acquired, remember, he was supposed to be the guy that would pick up slack, but he was more needed for the defense because the Celtics weren't really listening to M.A. or Brad Stevens. They were coming off of not listening to Brad Stevens. M.A. went and got one of his guys from when M.A. was in San Antonio, knowing that this was a hard-nosed guy. Now we're like, hey, we really need this guy to sell us a million-seller album. I don't know if Derek White is that guy when you need him to stand really next to Jaylen Brown, right? Like, even Jaylen Brown, who's had his great moments, they don't feel great because it's really covering for the sins of everybody else.
And I will say, just in fairness to Derek White, he had a stretch last year. I think it was like mid-December to like mid to late January.
With all the Wu-Tang Clan members on the stage.
Yeah, he had a month that was really bad. And that's happened to him in the past. He talked about it last year. Like, he just lost some confidence and some joy. So I'm willing to say, hey, maybe this guy will get it turned around a little bit. I mean, he did have 20 points against Memphis, 18 against Philly, 21 in that last game against Orlando on Sunday. So maybe he's starting to break out of that a little bit. But up to this point, he's supposed to be the two. He's looked like a four or a five. If he can break out of it and be a legit two or even a high-end three and then Tatum comes back, then they'll be in business. But like right now, there's not really much you can do to bolster this team. Like, you're waiting on Tatum to return, and I don't see, like, unless they sit there and say, hey, we're going to go back in the second apron because we want Ja Morant or we want Anthony Davis, or Kristaps Porzingis gets traded somewhere, then gets bought out, and they can try to sign. But, like, again, what I'm saying
is, why going
is
after all that broken glass?
But what Porzingis, I'm saying is, it's they're not even realistic thing. Like, it's like, right, technically they're possible. But, like, realistically, for this team to improve itself, it's going to be, all right, Tatum comes back, Derek White gets better, Sam Hauser's consistent, Pritchard's consistent, and they get something out of Luka Garza, which doesn't inspire much confidence, but they need someone besides Tatum.
And then John woke up from a magical dream.
Exactly, right? Like, that's the thing. Like, I mean, you took apart a roster that was the best in the NBA.
KJ Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937. We talk to Lou Marloney next. But now it's time to trend with David Azer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
I had to start this break with the rejoiner because our very own Lou Maloney, you hear him doing the Red Sox games, and as I've said early on when he started doing this more often, that this guy's heading towards the Baseball Hall of Fame as a broadcaster. Let's bring in our own Lou Maloney. I had to bring him with some Keith Sweat because the low-key king of R&B one day will low-key be one of the greatest baseball announcers radio has heard. Lou Maloney, Nesson, WEEI, great to have you, my man.
Look at you bringing in some Keith. My. How
I took you back to your college
it?
Days. I took you back to your days, didn't I?
How do you do it? Sure did.
It's a magic trick. It's a magic trick.
Yeah. I like it. How you doing, boys?
Doing well, Lou, and I guess when you get into the Hall of Fame as a broadcaster, you can mention the KJ and Lions appearances as the real springboard.
Mention us after the family, the wife and kids and so forth.
Yeah. Put the family first and then
bypass
KJ.
Mark Hannon, Kennedy, all those guys that ever been go straight to KJ and Lions.
Yeah, no, I'm not really focusing on that, you know, to be honest with you. Like my focus right now is sort of like everybody else trying to follow what the hell's going on here in the offseason, find out what's going to happen in the next few months.
So, Lou, I want to start there because the Blue Jays get to Game 7 against the Dodgers, and I know they lose in heartbreaking fashion, but they're in Game 7 of the World Series, and when you look at them compared to the Red Sox last year, the Red Sox struggled a ton against them in the first half of the year, but then they take 2 out of 3 from them at the end of the year, only finish 5 games behind. If they had beaten the Yankees in that wild card series, I think that would have been a close series against the Blue Jays. I mean, how far away from the Blue Jays do you think this Red Sox team is right now?
Well, I mean, I think that the difference, too, with them is, like, you know, when the year started, it was like, okay, if they don't sign Vlad and he gets moved, they may trade everybody. But they had their rotation. Now, Scherzer really didn't perform, although he did throw the ball okay in the World Series. But, you know, you had just veterans up and down. You had 5 veterans. Now, for them, it was you needed rebounds, you needed guys to get healthy. Springer all of a sudden showed up. Bichette got healthy. Vlad was Vlad. And then others sort of stepped in. So they had a couple guys that really hurt them injury-wise the year before come back and have monster years in Bichette and Springer. The biggest difference, quite frankly, is, you know, they might not have hit many home runs either, but they never struck out. So it's got to be one of two. Right? They were middle of the pack home runs, kind of like in the same area you were. But you can't be a team that doesn't hit home runs and strike out a lot. It's got to be one of the two, right? And that's how they kind of approached it. Let's make contact. And then the playoffs, they hit some home runs because they got that potential.
Yeah, I want to follow up what you were just saying there, Lou, in terms of what is the style, right? And I thought that as the Red Sox were kind of recovering from the kind of the malaise years over the last, that, okay, if you could go with speed and defense, address some of the things that were going on up the middle, short's been was a problem, second was a problem, who was going to play center was one time a roulette thing. Do you feel like this team now needs to go look for moment guys in the lineup to go along with this? Or do you feel like the team is comfortable saying, you know what, if we can still be that defensive-minded, put the ball in play, try and use some of our speed and compete that way, do you think that's now enough the way the AL is in terms, once you get to these final 3 or 4 teams, the way it's been?
Well, the problem with that approach is that you're not good defensively and you don't make contact. You know, so it's, you've got to find what your identity is. You want to be young. You want to be athletic. That should mean you should be a great defensive team. You should run well, you know, the base as well. You know, but when you're young and athletic and you're neither one of those two things, although I thought they run the bases well okay at times, that's a problem. So it is, I think you got to find guys. You got to find dudes, you know, guys that are ready for those moments. I mean, that's, you know, you need stars kind of stepping up the right time of year. You need some more adults. And I'm not saying just replace the ones you lost, right? Like, you need to add on. Like, the year before, you lost Tyler O'Neill, you brought in Bregman. I'll take it. You lost Jansen and Martin, you brought in Wilson and Chapman. Fine. But you never added on. You never added an adult. So that's why it's like, everyone's like, well, you got to bring Bregman back. Sure, but that just gets you even. You got to bring Bregman back and another adult and somebody else, whether it's Schwarber, Alonzo, something. So to me, it's like, you got to have another adult in this rotation, a guy that's accomplished, that's a number two behind Crochet, and you got to bring in some bats that have been here before.
Yeah, Lou, it feels like that was something they tried with Walker Buehler last year, and it obviously just didn't work out.
Right.
But a guy that had won, you know, championships and closed out a World Series in Yankee Stadium, but again, didn't work out. And when you look at this roster, I think the outfield situation might be an avenue to get one of those adults, because look, Roman Anthony's untouchable. I feel like Rafaela probably is, 21 defensive runs saved, Gold Glove. But then you have the Abreu and Duran conversation, because Abreu, I think at times, especially after the Devers trade, was their best power bat when healthy. I mean, I know Story obviously too, but Abreu was right there. Duran has been an All-Star Game MVP who hit 280 a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. but fell off last year. I mean, do you think the Red Sox are going to trade? I feel like they're going to trade one of them, and I feel like a lot of people think it's just going to be Duran. But do you think Abreu could be a candidate instead of Duran? Could it be both of them or just Duran?
Yeah, I would take Anthony out of the equation, right? Because
yeah.
we know he's not going anywhere. The question I always say is, like, who are you trading with?
Yeah.
Like, if you're getting Joe Ryan from the Twins, who just traded away half of their roster and in a complete rebuild, why do they want Duran for the next 2 or 3 years?
Mm. Sure.
Like, why would they want him? You know, like, as a matter of fact, at the deadline, I know it didn't go through, but they didn't ask for a big league outfielder. You know, you can get a guy like Ryan with all minor leaguers. They're in a rebuild, and you've got the bodies and the arms and the players to do it down there. So it's almost like you can acquire Ryan and still have those outfielders and maybe still address other needs, whatever that may be. So I just think everyone's in play, like everybody other than, you know, Roman. Because whatever pitcher you want, right, you're saying, I want Freddie Peralta. Now it's a one-year deal, so maybe not. But Sandy Alcantara, Joe Ryan, name the starting pitcher you want behind Garrett Crochet. And you go to that team and say, okay, we want to give you Duran. They're like, no, we want Abreu. You're going to say no?
It's a good point.
What if they say, I want Rafaela? You're going to say no to get the number two behind Crochet and put Duran in center? Like, you're going to say no to that? Like, I mean, obviously there's more parts to it, but the general piece, it's like, I got to know what you're going to get in return, and then anybody be on the table.
So does it feel like to you, Lou, that the team may want to keep this kind of core together, even though what you want to get rid of, nobody wants, right? Nobody's going to take Yoshida. You're happy what you right. got out of Trevor's Story, right? Because if we were talking this time last year about Trevor's Story, we would probably be having the conversation of, can he have a decent enough first half of the season to be able to move him to try and get something that's going to be better long-term for the Red Sox, even if it was like, say, a three-starter in the mix of someone who thought that Trevor Story could help them down the run. But now you're like, you can't move Yoshida. Casas has now become kind of this enigma, if you will, over at first. What do you do with him? Then you have these conversations about, do you bring Pete Alonso in or Schwarber and so forth? What seems to be more realistic, that they're going to hold on to some of these guys that they got because these guys did get them to the playoffs? And I'm one that believes that this is an organization that says, if we're playing baseball in October, at this point, that's better than what we've mm-hmm. done over the last 5 years.
Yeah, I think situations, you know, individuals call for it. Like Yoshida's one of those, like, you know, I mean, you go get Kyle Schwarber, you know, you look at Yoshida and you're like, we're going to try to deal him. You know, we're going to try to eat as much money as possible. If not, we DFA him. Like, I don't know what
right.
else to do there, right? Like, there's nothing else to do in that situation. A guy like Casas, if you go get Pete Alonso, that's an easy one. because you don't have to make that call. He goes to AAA. He's missed a lot of time the last 2 years. He'll probably be there no matter what. And then eventually, hopefully in May or so, he finds himself. You need a DH / first baseman. There's two openings for that for him. And he comes up and he performs, and you see what he does with his opportunity. So same thing with guys like Meyer. Same things with guys like Campbell. Like, to me, the idea is to start the year with all three of them in AAA. And I know eventually.
Cass, is this the new Bobby Dalbec Jr.? Is this what we're saying?
Oh, he's better than that.
No, I know that, but in terms of like, hey, don't buy a house in Middlesex County. Maybe one over. Maybe you want to stay in Worcester County. You know,
Well, I mean, no, it's not like it's like, you know, it's I'm not putting him in the Dalbec category because the potential is there. We did see it. It's just that the guy's missed so many games. Yeah. He's missed so many at-bats. He missed all last year. You can't give him the job. You can't put a team together and sit there and say, yeah, Casas is my first baseman, Meyer's my third baseman, let's rock and roll. Like, both of them have missed a ton of at-bats over the last 2 or 3 years, one at the big league level, one at the minor league level because of injuries. It's like they you know, give them some time to straighten it out. As we saw, the roster in April and what wins in September are two different things.
Yeah.
So just be patient with that part of it.
So, Lou, I want to follow up specifically about Marcelo Meyer, because last year I felt he had a much better spring than Christian Campbell, and Campbell was the opening day second baseman, had a good first month, then got sent down. And you're right about the injuries. That's been an issue with him for several years now. I mean, what is the expectation here with this guy? Because top five pick, there's been a lot of hype around him. As I said, last year in spring training, he did flash. He came up for a while in the big leagues. I mean, I know you said start the year in AAA, but at what point should the Red Sox start expecting that this guy is going to actually contribute at a high level to their major league roster?
Well, when you see it. Yeah. You got to see it first. You know what I mean? Like 90.
But I guess, I mean, what I'm trying to get at is he behind where he should be? And I know the health is part of it, but just remember when they drafted him, how highly touted he was, and what he's done in some flashes at AAA as well as parts of last year. And it just feels like he's just hitting this wall.
Well, I'll say this, John. When you only say injuries a part of it, injuries all of it.
Sure.
Injuries is absolutely all of it. Like, if this kid, like, the reason why Roman Anthony got drafted in 22 and saw the big leagues in 25 is because he never got hurt. And he got his 1,200 at-bats in the minor leagues. Those 350 at-bat seasons in the minors, he's probably missed 800, 900, 1,000 at-bats in the minor leagues because he's only playing 85 games a year. So that is everything. Like, defensively, I couldn't be more impressed with what I saw from him. Like, it was advanced. It was a guy with experience. Like, the internal clock, he's so smooth. Third base, even at second base. Haven't seen much of him at short, but I don't doubt it. Offensively, where he's lost is recognizing spin, seeing changeups, facing lefties. Like, these are key components. There's a reason why we have the minor leagues and don't draft a kid and put him in the big leagues. You know, because you're facing big league stuff. And I think he, you know, I think, you know, he can hit a fastball, which is checkbox one, and that's why I think he's going to be a great player because of his defense to go along with it. But I think, you know, right before the injury, you started seeing teams that were like, oh, we ain't throwing it. If we are, it's a show-me fastball. We're throwing breaking balls for strikes, breaking balls down and in, changeups, until he can show us he can lay off of them, or he can show us he can do damage to it. And I just think it would have got a little worse. I think he got exposed a little bit there towards the end. So
sliders at the hands.
Yeah, and the impressive thing with him and guys like Roman, whatever, but is the quick adjustments they make. Would I be shocked if he comes in a little bit stronger next year and starts hammering breaking balls and gives you good at-bats against lefties? No, because I think he's a talent. But I just think those at-bats and the injuries have everything to do with, you know, where he is right now and why he isn't slated as an everyday guy opening day next spring.
Got Lou Maloney hanging out here with KJ and Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937. I want to stay close to the Marcelo Meyer story because Bregman and Boris, you know, Boris is always like kind of this guy in the lab who's like, I'm cooking up something, and has historically been known to do that. I'm concerned that if Bregman doesn't stay, that management will be okay with just Mayer being third and there's no pickup, because this may sound crazy. There's a lot of money in Arizona, and with Bregman being from New Mexico and having a real ump there, you wonder what Bregman's seeing, what it's like playing with all that talent around him in Houston, then having to kind of be the guy here and not being able to do it right away, not having all the pieces around him.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just go to Arizona, be the state over from the family, and just get all the money? There's no third baseman. Their third baseman, they shipped him off to Seattle. I forgot his name right there. He sent him off to D.C. out, and he popped, and he's there. So why wouldn't Bregman just go to Arizona and just take a boatload of money and hang out near home and ride out the rest of his career getting the most money anyone's going to give him?
Because they don't give a rat's ass about baseball in Arizona.
I mean, true.
I did go to that stadium one time, and it was pretty empty.
But the cash, but the checks cash, and the folks are the next state over.
But that's the thing. Like, and that's, and I people ask me about Bregman all the time, and I have to start with, I'm not speaking for him. But
right.
That is not him. He is like Fenway Park, like the energy that he felt last year. He loved playing here. You know, I just think that's him. Like, you know, so I think that's the environment he wants. That he sees Fenway Park. He knows, you know, the Green Monster is perfect for him. Pull side power like it was at Minute Maid. So, you know, the Tigers already made a run at him. They offered him 6171. He left. That, the reason why he sat
there. That is
there
a
all
mausoleum out there. That's a mausoleum, yeah, the like, Tiger Stadium is.
Well, exactly. But it's still, who cares,
that's
right?
A go, pop take, fly.
Go make your money. 171. If you're talking about just go make your money, he could have done that. But he, to me, he sat out all year waiting for the Red Sox to finally approach him. If Bregman doesn't come back next year, it's not going to be because of Alex Bregman. It's because the Red Sox didn't get close enough to the contract that he ends up signing.
Well,
that's
follow
my
up.
Opinion.
Let
I think
me
he
follow
wants to
up
finish.
Here real quick, Lyons. Is that a real possibility that the Red Sox just don't pull out the wallet for Bregman to stay?
Sure. I mean, it is. I hope it doesn't get to that point. But
you've seen that movie.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's a reason why they didn't jump. Last offseason, it took February. I think if you believe some of the reports, there was a lot of convincing that had to go on for the Red Sox to actually offer that kind of money. To. So there are some people in that front office that obviously last year, and the reports were even out there, they were sort of split. So how far will they go? I don't know. Like, but I think if they get to the 5 years, I think he's back here. So that's just hopefully they can get to that point. You can bring this guy back, and you can continue to build what you've been building starting last year.
Last question from me, Lou. I want to ask you about this bullpen, and I've seen some reports that the Red Sox might target some relievers. I've seen the phrase super pen thrown out there. And look, their bullpen was much, much better last year than it was the year before. They also pitched fewer innings, which I think helped a bit. But like a guy like Chapman, who by a lot of metrics had the best season of his career last year, but he's a little older.
Sure.
Can you expect him to follow that up? Like, I feel like the bullpen is maybe a little bit of a bigger need than it appears on the surface because it was better last year. Chapman was fantastic, but I just worry, I don't know if you're going to get the same great level of play from Chapman and some of those other guys. Like, I feel like you might need another arm or two in there.
Yeah. Yeah, and the answer, you know, he's not going to be as good as he was last year because the guy's been in the league for 17 years and it was a career year.
Mm.
So is he going to have another career year better than the one before? So, but, you know, it's how big is the drop-off, right? He could still be outstanding.
Sure.
He could still be one of the best closers in the game. You know, Whitlock was right there with him and didn't get enough attention. You know, I think Slayton needs to take a really big jump and just stay healthy because I think he will with his stuff. But, you know, it was funny. Before that Devin Williams thing came out, I was talking with Will Fleming, and I'm like, am I crazy to want Devin Williams? Like, the guy got absolutely shelled out in New York, but every time he threw against us at the end of the year, he was unhittable. And some of the numbers that, like, under the hood, it's still there. It's still the swing and miss. It's still, he still had some good numbers. He just got smoked a few times in New York, first time leaving there. So you could be interested in a guy like that, unless he's going to get 4 years. But I think they go after, like, that Justin Wilson type. You know, Chapman, nobody expected him to have the year he had. Try to find some guys under the hood, and this is where they've done a really good job with it. And kind of predict, you know, what a breakout year could be like for some of these guys. Because Wilson was really good. Chapman was outstanding. But they got to bring in a couple of the guys, especially lefties. You know,
all
they
right.
lost Mattson and Wilson.
Before I let you go, one question, just fill in the blank. After the winter meetings, the Red Sox will either be A, lovers or fighters?
So I think the correct answer will be lovers, meaning they're expected to be a playoff team. And I think that's what you want. A lot of people, they should be expected to win the World Series after this winter. Shut up, you. Like, just who is? What, you want to be the Dodgers? No, that's not
I wouldn't
happen.
Hate being the Dodgers, Lou.
Yeah, it might be. We might find out being the Dodgers is illegal. We might find that out in a couple of years.
You want to feel like you're going to be better than you were the year before. That's what you want to feel like. You know, four games off the best record in the American League, the fourth best record in the American League. So that's kind of where you want to feel like you're better. And I think if you get a number two behind Crochet, if you go out and get Bregman plus another bat, then I think you're going to be better.
He's Lou Maloney. He's heading to the Hall of Fame. I just keep speaking to existence, so that way when the writer is going to be like, you know what? That KJ and Lyons show every weekend I heard, because by that time
that's
KJ and Lyons will be a 30-year-old weekend show by that point, but they would have known that Lou Maloney is truly the bee's knees. We'll talk to you again here probably around the winter meetings next month, man. Have a great time.
All right, Thank you so much for being here. Take care. Have a great weekend, man.
Yeah. Lou's always a great chat. Always a great
KJ,
chat.
KJ, every single time Lou joins, and I'm not trying to pump his tires too much, but I feel like it's always a great segment. Like, we always hear something great from Lou, and he brings in a little common sense. Like, no, of course, you know, Chapman's not going to be as good as he was a year ago. You know,
isn't that kind of the authenticity that I talk about here on KJ and Lions? I kind of hate it. People only get it once a week. You get humor, you get music, you get like a real conversation, right? Like, I find it very hard to act, and probably because I'm married, right? Because it's like you've constantly got like a director who's like, yeah, that's not how the scene goes, right? So it's very hard to act, you know. So, but when you mentioned like not to put too much air in tires. Do you know I went to, you know, because with weather changing, it's very good to like change. I'm like the guy that changes your batteries and then make sure the air pressure is caught up to spike. Do you know one of my tires had 81 PSI air pressure in my tires?
Didn't explode.
I'm like, how am I still living? This guy's like, I've seen a guy come in with 4 100s. I'm like, that's impossible. Like, wouldn't everything blow up on the set? Like, I don't know how it would do that. So maybe this is my chance to say, make sure you check the air pressure in your tires. Because it's the season's about to really change over. All right, next on KJ Lions, before we get out of here, take you up to BC football. We said something that turned out to be more right than we expected. What that was, we'll tell you next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This
This is KJ and Lions on WEEI.
KJ and Lions, WEEI. Remember, BC football at 3:30, but the pregame starts here at 3. We thank you so much for spending time here with KJ and Lions. Last week, we discussed the YouTube TV versus Disney argument, which has now just been solved within the last 24 hours. John, I sent you this last night, and I'm sure it had your mouth drop. Now, before I tell you what made John's mouth drop potentially off of what I sent him last night, last week I'd said here on WEEI, what I believe is happening between YouTube and Disney is that YouTube is trying to pretty much step on the product like it's in the scene of The Wire, and when you try and do that without kicking up more money to the people who are providing the product, your ass gotta go.
It might not end well.
Might not end well. Well, this is according to cordcuttersnews.com, only because this is where the lifestyle is, so maybe I go to maybe one of their lifestyle, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm talking about Pinterest stuff, I'd go to Pinterest, right? According to this article, while exact pricing remains under wraps, industry analysts anticipate the sports-only option will undercut the current base price, which is at $82.99, which I said a lot of people were crying about. And I had mentioned last week, John, that people would probably want lower tiers that they can come in, and YouTube may try and figure out how to squeeze bandwidth, right? It says YouTube TV aims to offer more targeted product that can appeal to budgeted-minded fans. Is that not what we said last week?
Yes.
The launch time for the sports packages has not been discussed, but sources indicate development is already underway, internal testing beginning in the coming months. YouTube's existing add-ons, such as the Sports Plus package for niche leagues, will carry over into advancing the value proposition. Disney's willingness to allow such bundling, stepping on the product, reflects shifting dynamics in media distribution. KJ and Lions, authentic, real, humor, music, sports. Is that too much for a logo?
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad I have cable. I don't have to worry about any of this.
Yeah, exactly. I can turn the channel and not have to come out.
Yeah. Don't have to switch apps. Don't have to turn my Xbox off. I just, you know,
change. We'll get to a couple text messages, and then I've got a laugh for you that is not a joke of my own, but it is a true story after we get to a couple of text messages. What you got, David?
All right, this one from the 617. Believe me, nobody loves Derek White more than I do. That being said, man, sometimes he looks like a guy who had to repay his student loans with his first NBA paycheck.
Yes! This is what I love about the fans of KJ and Lions. They bring humor to the commentary. That is a great description.
That's a pretty good line. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, next.
All right, from the 978, losing Bregman and Giolito does not equate to standing pat. It's time for them to go all in.
On Giolito and Bregman?
Yeah, like I think Giolito is a little bit of a different conversation than Bregman. And I know he was good for long stretches of last year, but you know, you worry about the consistency there with him year to year. I mean, he had the major injury the year before. Right. 2023, he was really bad after he got traded to when he was a member of the Angels. So Bregman's the guy that I know he missed a couple months with injury, but if he's out there, you can depend on that guy a lot more than I think you can a guy like Giolito.
Yeah, I think with Giolito, he kind of operates the way I operate, like, you know, the third car in the house. Like, you never fill it up with a full tank of gas. Or like,
and I also wonder their rotation. Like, Crochet's the ace. I think Bayo's your three. And then you have Toley, you have Early. We'll see one of them, I think, will be the four or the five. And then it's, can you find that number two starter? And then maybe one other guy to be the four, while, say, Connelly Early's the five, something like that.
We just done with Hauk, ain't we?
I don't know if you're going to have him, right, at all. Like, and so if Giolito is your fourth guy and Connelly Early's your fifth, fine. But it's about the number two starter, and that guy obviously isn't here.
Yeah, but you would look at Giolito and you would look at Yoshida, and they're both being paid the same money. You go, well, I can't get rid of either one of you guys. Damn. Okay, John, you're going to love the story because you're a dog father, right?
Yes.
This is from ABC 7 in Chicago about a story in Pennsylvania. The headline says, dog shoots owner after he left his shotgun on the bed.
I saw that last night, and I thought, man, is there a way that we can work that into the show?
Listen, a Pennsylvania man is now hospitalized after his dog reportedly fired a shotgun at him, injuring him in the back. Now, this happened on Tuesday. The 53-year-old man suffered a gunshot wound in his back. While police were on their way to the scene, officials were informed that a dog had, quote, jumped onto the bed and set the gun off. Oh, damn. Okay, I'll get you natural food. The victim told police that before the incident, he was cleaning the firearm, a shotgun, placed it on his bed, then proceeded to sit down, at which time one of his dogs jumped onto the bed. You think the dog admits?
Yeah, probably not.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, now I'm going to think about that the next time I refuse to give my dog a dental stick and he kind of gives me a dirty look.
Look,
now I got to be worried.
If the Akita in the O.J. Simpson trial never spoke, just believe that no dog is ever going to speak. Take that, you lying bastard owner. So paramedics arrived at the scene. The man was transported to a hospital where he immediately went into surgery for his injuries. No questions on which dog pulled the trigger on its owner. And that's how serious you actually take the KJ and Lion show. A dog shoots his owner. This is the world we're in. This is the world. You know, people are now going to probably... What? You think people are going to buy, like...
It come a long way from my dog ate my homework. Right dog, now, my dog it, shot
like
me.
Dog gun protection safety
does
on guns
Does the Second
now?
Amendment apply to dogs?
Don't let me see you shoot no women, shoot no dogs. KJ and Lions, thank you so much for spending your time here. BC pregame and BC college football next here on WEEI. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.